part of a tornado north of Barneveld. If you're in the Prairie du Sac, Sauk City area, you should be in shelter immediately. This is, again, something that is confirmed visually. So, again, if you're in this area, seek shelter immediately. And so, thank you, Eric, for passing that information along as well. Again, we have our engineering team in Madison keeping tabs on this system as well. Again, it is 1 p.m. It is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. We are monitoring two tornado warnings, and the one that is a particular concern, that is the one that I'm going to focus on until it clears. This is a tornado warning for southeastern Sauk County, northwestern Dane County, and northeastern Iowa County until 1:45 p.m. This is a confirmed dangerous tornado, and it has been visually observed. So if you live in the Prairie du Sac, Sauk Prairie, Mesa Main areas, you should be seeking shelter indoors immediately. You should be away from windows. You should be in the lowest portion of your home or business until the storm clears the area. This is a life-threatening situation if you are in Prairie du Sac, Sauk City, Mesa Main, Black Earth, or the Arena area. This is a confirmed on-the-ground tornado that has been visually observed. So we are continuing to cover that. We do have staff that is going to head into that direction to also. So I am trying to communicate with Corey on this as well. I am trying to see if we can possibly hop on to do another way to do this. So, sorry. All right. Yeah, we're just getting some folks situated again. Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. I am working to get communicated with Corey. Give me just 1 second to see if. Yeah, all right. So we're just passing along information to Corey as well. And so he knows kind of what's happening as well. So again, Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. We are working to get. See if we can get Corey Hartman connected. And I will see if maybe I'm going to check in with our good buddy Mays and see if he's around. So, again, this is Dave Graham from Max FM Weather Center. We are watching a particular dangerous situation, a tornado warning for southeastern Sauk County, northwestern Dane County, and northeastern Iowa County. A confirmed large-scale tornado was located near Mesa Maney. This is a particular dangerous situation per the National Weather Service. If you're in the Prairie du Sac, Sauk Prairie area, you should be seeking shelter immediately. We are watching this storm head in that direction. You should be in shelter immediately. And so again, this is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center monitoring the situation. We are also working to see if we can get one of our meteorologists connected with us as well. So we have a couple of different things that are going on. We will stay on the air with you until this storm passes through the listening area. So again, Dave Grant and the Max FM Weather Center, we are monitoring a tornado warning. Basically, that's going to impact the Mesa Main area right now, to Prairie du Sac, Sauk Prairie, and even the Roxbury area. If you're in these locations, you should be seeking shelter immediately. And so, and all right, so we're just checking a couple of different things with Corey to see if we can get him connected with us as we monitor the system in the listening area. So again, Dave Graham from Max FM Weather Center, we are monitoring two tornado warnings. The one that I am primarily concerned with at this point in time is one that's heading towards the Prairie du Sac, Sauk Prairie area at 12:56. This is the latest information we have from the National Weather Service. A confirmed large, extremely dangerous tornado was located near Mesa Maney, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. This is heading towards Prairie du Sac, Sauk Prairie, and you should be in shelter immediately. So we want to have everybody in that Sauk Prairie, Prairie du Sac area in shelter. You should be in the lowest room of your house, away from windows, and we are going to do that. And that's what we're going to do. And I have, I'm working out with Corey Hartman to get him connected up right now. So we are going to do something that will be a little bit interesting with technology here. And we will get him connected right now. Okay, so I'm going to get Corey Hartman on with us. And all right, Corey. All right, I've got Corey Hartman with us. Corey, can you give an update as to what you're seeing on your end?
Yeah, I sure can, Dave, and sorry for the technical difficulties here this afternoon. We've got a confirmed tornado that I'm sure you've been talking about for quite some time now. We talked about it with you about a half hour ago. It appears to still be on the ground, a large, extremely dangerous tornado near the Mazomanie area, and it's moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Now, this puts the Sauk City area directly in the path of this storm, of this tornado, which is a confirmed tornado. So right now, if you are in Sauk City, Prairie du Sac, even Roxbury, or areas north of Mazo, we need you to be in your shelter on the lowest floor possible. Put as many walls between you and the storm as possible. And that means a basement if you can. If you don't have a basement, an interior hallway or a closet or a bathroom without windows. That's where you need to go right now. And again, this is a confirmed large dangerous tornado that is near the Mazomanie area, and it is moving northeast, basically directly on a beeline for the Sauk Prairie vicinity, Dave.
And yeah, that's what we've been kind of warning everyone about as we watch that. Again, this is a particularly dangerous situation. That is a phraseology that we're receiving from the National Weather Service. So again, confirmed tornado on the ground heading towards the Sauk Prairie, Prairie du Sac area, as well as Roxbury. If you live in this area, you should be seeking shelter immediately. This storm is going to impact that area, and that is what we are keeping tabs on right now, Corey.
Yeah, I don't think Rock Springs has any danger at this time, so I don't want to freak too many people out with that. This is literally the Sauk Prairie, Roxbury area, coming right up to the river, right up to the southwest side of Sauk City. This is basically what's there, Dave, the Green Acres Supper Club.
Yes.
Some of those kinds of things. That is where this tornado is heading. It is basically moving right up the river towards Sauk City.
And again, we are watching this very closely. And Mace said he can jump on, Corey, if we need him to as well. So,
he's certainly more than willing to, especially if he can get on clean feet.
All right. I will work on getting him connected. If you want to chat just for another second or more, Corey, with what you're seeing and what people should do.
Yep, I sure can. So, again, we've got extremely strong rotation on radar. We have debris being picked up by the radar. That means that a damaging tornado is lofting debris into the air. And from the outer edge of Sauk City, this tornado is only about 5 miles away. So right now, with the very latest radar scan that we just received, Sauk City is 5 miles to the northeast of the tornado, and the tornado is moving in a northeasterly direction. So I cannot stress how important this is. If you've got friends in the Sauk City area, have them tune in, have them listen on 99.7, have them download the Civic Media app, and then have them go to the basement. And stay tuned right here, because we're going to continue to bring you the updates as they come in. Again, as of about 10 minutes ago, the last confirmed report that we had was that this tornado was still on the ground just to the west of Mazomanie, moving in a northeasterly direction.
And again, that tornado warning goes until 1:45 p.m. If you're in the Prairie du Sac area right now, as I'm looking at this radar, you need to be in shelter immediately, lowest level of your home or business, away from windows, again, Sauk Prairie area as well, and even into the Roxbury area. Those areas need to be in shelter immediately. Like Corey said, we're about 4 to 5 miles away from the Prairie du Sac area with the storm, according to what we were seeing on radar. Again, this was a confirmed tornado. People visually saw it outside of the Mazomanie area. And so this is a dangerous situation. And you should be in shelter if you live in Prairie du Sac, Sauk Prairie, or even the Roxbury area until further notice. Again, you can stream us online at max.fm. The easiest way, make sure you have that free Civic Media app installed on your mobile device, ready to go. Look for Max Mouse, tap on 99.7 Max FM. You can listen to us also on 99.7 Max FM on the FM side in the Baraboo Prairie du Sac area. If you're in the Reedsburg area, 103.7 FM. We're going to stay on the air with you until this system passes. We're working to also get Mace Michaels connected with us as Corey's working through some connectivity things. Mace, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I've got you, Dave.
All right, so we have Mace Michaels with us as well, Corey Hartman. So we have the trifecta now here.
All right, I'm going to let Mace take it, and I'll be back with you in just a little bit, hopefully on clean feet.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Corey. All right, so Corey's working through some technical issues, Mace. So Dave Grant with Mace Michaels, 110 on Wednesday afternoon. We are doing continuous coverage of a tornado warning for portions of Sauk County. And the one that we're concerned with, Mace, is southeastern Sauk County and northwestern Dane County for that tornado that has been visibly observed outside of Mazomania about 15 minutes ago. And it's about, I would say, 4 miles away from Prairie du Sac, Mace.
Yeah, the rotation is still kind of regenerating back a little bit, too, it looks like, Dave. It's north and east of north and west of Mazomania, with the front edge of the storm pretty close to the Sauk Prairie area. So the storm may be reorganizing itself a little bit. I'm going to take a look here in Weather Service chat and see what the if the Weather Service has any new messages to pass along as well, but from the original report that you had, that you just mentioned, yes, of the tornado touching down, they're close to the Mazomania area and then back to the north and west of there as well. So let me kind of browse through chat real quick as I'm getting hooked up, and I'll take a peek and see if they have anything new too.
All right, and what I'll do is I'll remind all of our listeners again, this tornado warning is for southeastern Sauk County, northwestern Dane County, northeastern Iowa County until 1:45. Again, about 15 minutes ago, a confirmed large tornado, and this is an extremely dangerous tornado, per the National Weather Service, was visually observed near Mazomania, moving towards the Prairie du Sac, Sauk Prairie area. Again, if you're in the Prairie du Sac area, you need to be in shelter immediately, as well as in Sauk City or the Roxbury area. We're watching this storm. I would say it's about 3 miles from Prairie du Sac, based on everything that we're looking at on radar. You should be seeking shelter immediately. Again, we're talking the lowest level of your home or business, away from windows. If you're in a business that does not have a basement or a home, you should seek shelter in a room away from windows, a bathroom, cover your head, make sure you have a radio with you, flashlight. Again, you can listen to us on 99.7 Max FM in the Baraboo Prairie du Sac area, 103.7 FM in the Reedsburg area. You can stream us online at max.fm or have that free Civic Media app installed on your mobile device. Look for Max Mouse, tap on 99.7 Max FM. That way you can stream us with you wherever you're at. And so we are watching that tornado warning. That is one that is our primary concern right now. We are keeping tabs on an additional one that had came through, and that one was allowed to expire. So again, this tornado warning is just for portions of Sauk County. Again, the Prairie du Sac, Sauk Prairie area is our primary concern at this point in time. That is what we're watching right now, Mace.
Yeah, the initial, the second warning you were just mentioning, that definitely allowed to expire. The rotation isn't nearly as tight on it, but it's a pretty strong thunderstorm from Loganville to Reedsburg to just east of Laval. So that storm's still strong, but no longer a tornado-warned storm. Expect some gusty winds and a lot of lightning and some heavy rainfall with it as it moves through the northwestern and eventually northern portions there of Sauk County. Loganville, Reedsburg through Rock Springs, and up to Lake Delton. Of course, some pretty good showers and storms around the Baraboo area over towards Merrimack and Lodi. I don't have any new information, at least from the Weather Service as of yet, Dave, on the tornado warning, at least the tornado's still down. It looks like the rotation is about 6 to 8 miles north of Mazomania now. And current movement, as you've been saying, will push it very close to Sauk City if it continues on this path and remain strong. Of course, we had the earlier reports of a tornado touchdown, and nothing new on that as of yet. But the tornado warning, of course, continues for a good chunk there, the southern portion of Sauk County, until, 1:15, if I have the correct time there, Dave. So they have to reissue.
Yeah, the bigger one we're watching is that one goes until 145, and so that is what we're watching. I am trying to see.
You're right, including down into Iowa and Dane County as well. They were seeing rotation on another cell that's further south towards Bellevue and north of Monticello. That one obviously won't affect us. But yes, the 145 warning here for northwestern Dane, southeastern Sauk, and northeastern Iowa County.
And we expect that to be in the Sauk City area. Probably, I will say, in the next 8 minutes, based on everything that I'm seeing in the radar. If you're in the Prairie du Sac area, Roxbury or Sauk Prairie area, you need to be in shelter immediately. I'm looking outside the studio that I'm in right now in the Baraboo area. We definitely are seeing a little bit of heavier rain with that system moving through the Baraboo area. That is not a severe storm. Again, we're watching this storm, the tornado warning for portions of Sauk County. And it looks like, Mace, we may be getting an update on here from the National Weather Service.
I think so, and it looks like the hail core probably, Dave, and if it cuts me off, just let me know if the EAS updates. Hail core approaching the Sauk City area now, and the rotation is about 5 miles to 8 miles northeast of Mazomanie.
Yeah, and it looks like they have removed the Iowa County portion of this tornado warning, but we're getting a few updates, so we're going to kind of keep on tabs on this, Mace, until we get a confirmation of exactly what the Weather Service is doing with this. Because, again, if you're in the Prairie du Sac area, you should be in shelter already. That is in Sauk City. You should be in shelter immediately right now. That's the area that we're watching with the storm.
Dave, let's see, a law enforcement reporting a slow rotating wall cloud from what he's been watching, the one law enforcement state patrol, state trooper out there. He's north of Mazomanie, and he's seeing that same rotation that I'm seeing on the radar. He says a slowly rotating wall cloud north of Mazomanie, but the rear flank downdraft, that's the cool air rushing out of the backside of the thunderstorm, is starting to wrap around, so he's losing visibility, and what that likely means is that the storm could be getting rain wrapped. We'll have to see if it ends up recycling, but if there is a tornado, it'll be a lot harder to see now. So we'll have to use a lot of radar and less of the storm spotters if the RFD is taking control on the backside. I still am seeing a pretty good hail core that would be approaching the Sauk City area. That's just right on the edge of the limits right now, the city limits. So you might be getting some hail southwest of Sauk City, and that will move towards you very shortly.
And so, again, we are going to stay on the air until that this warning does clear, because this tornado warning is impacting portions of Sauk County. And this was for something that was confirmed, visible by law enforcement. So, again, we're monitoring Prairie du Sac in the Sauk Prairie area for this area. So, again, you should be in shelter if you live in the area, Prairie du Sac, Sauk Prairie, or Roxbury, as this system is moving through. I did send you a quick link, Mace, for you to, so you could have a little bit of video to go with what you're seeing as well. That I'm not sure where this is taking place yet, because I've not been able to bring my audio up to listen to that. So,
okay, I'll take a peek here.
But I just want to pass that along to you as well. So again, we're kind of keeping tabs on the Sauk Prairie, Prairie du Sac area. You should be in shelter until we give you an all clear, because we want to make sure that this storm does pass through the area. Best place to be right now is in lowest room of your house or business, away from windows. If you are in a single floor area, you should be in the most central room that's away from windows. And take cover, protect your head. You also want to make sure that you have a radio with you and ways to give updates and warnings. Again, free Civ Media app on your mobile device is the easiest way to do that. Look for Max Mouse, tap on 99.7 Max FM. That way you can stream us with you wherever you're at. You can also ask that smart device to play Max FM Baraboo so you can listen to us throughout our coverage. Our policy is we stay on the air until the warnings do clear, and that is why we have Mace Michaels with us today. He is one of our meteorologists who works very closely with Corey Hartman and Severe Studios as we monitor these systems going through the area. And again, the warning area is for the Prairie du Sac, Sauk Prairie. That's the area that we're watching. There is some rain that is moving through the Baraboo area. That is not of severe level, so that is just something to be aware of. I had someone message and ask if this is affecting Baraboo. It is not. It is for the Sauk Prairie, Prairie du Sac area is the area that we are keeping tabs on, Mace.
Yes, exactly. The video you sent of the storm chaser, that's with the storm further south, it looks like.
Okay.
Dave. The one that's down closer towards Bellevue, the warning that's further south in Green Rock and far south central Dane County, Monticello area, south of Madison. So he's on that cell. It's a rotating wall cloud, it looks like, but no tornado touching down. Our cell looks like it's lifted about 10 miles now north of Mazomanie. Can't tell if there's still a tornado on it at this time. Last report from law enforcement, he said it was a pretty obvious rotating wall cloud, but starting to lose the visibility as it's getting rain wrapped as the cooler air is rushing in behind the well-defined little wall cloud they had earlier on. Now, if you're in Sauk City, you're clearly seeing your weather go downhill. It looks like the little area of hail I was most concerned with has diminished a little in intensity, but there could be some hail close to Sauk City and just south of there. And the rotation, even though it's not as tight as it was earlier on, is west of Roxbury and south of Sauk City and moving on up to the northeast. So approaching or just will stay south of the immediate Sauk City area, but close enough that you definitely want to be in shelter. And of course, if the storm, Dave, reorganizes or repositions itself, you could easily get another wall cloud or tornado as these storms kind of cycle through. Not unheard of course,
no.
for this type of cell that's coming up. Well, matter of fact, law enforcement says it looks like a new tornado or a funnel lowering is starting to develop once again now. He says he's on Highway Y and it's east of him by a few miles. I have to look up on the map. You might know where Highway Y is a little closer than I do.
Yeah, I would have to also look that up to confirm exactly where he is at, because that is something I'm not very familiar with, some of that rural area of Sauk County as well. So
yeah, that far southern part of the county. So it's northeast of Mazomanie and southwest of Sauk City. Oh, there I see where Y is. That's right just south of the Wisconsin River. Yeah, it's right along the river. It heads up through the river from Mazomanie and then parallels along the river and is south of Sauk City. So he's more than likely on that and looking to the northward. So he would see that rotation north of him. And again, it just like I was saying, it possibly could be cycling now. The possibility of a new tornado or at least a funnel cloud with it. The rotation to me looks like, let me match it up here on the map, is very close to State Road 60. Lodes Mill region, southeast of Tucker's Tap, out in the Ferry Bluff area, north of the river. So it'll get very close to Sauk City.
So again, if you're in Prairie du Sac, Sauk City, you should be in your shelter right now. That's a area where we're watching this come through. Again, lowest level of your home or business away from windows is the best place to be during this. And you want to make sure you cover your head as well, no matter where you're at. If you're on a single-story residence or business, you want to be away from windows, interior room, and protect yourself. Again, you can listen to us on 99.7 Max FM in the Baraboo area, 103.7 FM in the Reedsburg area. Easiest thing to do is stream us on our free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse Tap on 99.7 Max FM. That way you can stream us with you wherever you're at. You can also ask that smart device, play Max FM Baraboo. Dave Grant, Mace Michaels, it is 1:22 on Wednesday afternoon. We are continuing to monitor a tornado warning for portions of Sauk County. Again, this is for the Prairie du Sac, Sauk Prairie area. That is what we're watching right now, Mace.
Yeah, and Dave, looking at my last radar update, I see the tightening on the radar from when the report came in into over the last 2 minutes. There's rotation about 4 to 5 miles south of Sauk City. It's stretching up along now near 78, so kind of close to where County Road Y and 78 cross. It is pretty close to where the rotation that I'm seeing. And it looks like it'll get very close to the Sauk City area. Kind of between Roxbury and Sauk City is where I would expect this rotation to move. So if you're in that area, head to shelter. Now the law enforcement reporter, the state patrol, he says it's definitely a tornado and back on the ground. So we're in the Highway Y, County Road 78 area of southern sections of Sauk County. Sauk City, head to shelter. It looks like Roxbury, I would head to shelter as well. Prayer du Sauk, Sauk City, Roxbury, head to shelter now, as we have a good chance of a tornado on the ground once again, reported by law enforcement. It has cycled around, Dave, and the last image or two I have on radar shows intensification, or at least a tightening of the rotation, which would match up with what he's seeing out there, the law enforcement reporter.
Hey, guys.
State Patrol.
Yep, we got Corey Hartman on with us now as well. Corey.
Mace, can you please repeat where that report was? So Highway Y runs right to the south side of the Wisconsin River, comes up to just south of Highway 12.
Yeah, his initial report where he thought it was starting to look like a funnel, he said he was on Y, and it was east of him by a few miles. Now he says deaf tornado, because, of course, he's chasing, so he's trying to put in what he can. He said they, Sullivan says they also, Milwaukee Sullivan Weather Service says they have a call that collaborates with that, but they're checking on debris. Can't see that close, but the state trooper is following along that on Y. And if you're looking at the same rotation I am, Corey, and there's even a notch or two possibly on CC that's showing some debris. That would be southwest of Roxbury and straight south of Sauk City. I can't tell if that's just a little glitch or if that's the actual rotation, but it's showing up right there along 78 just south of Y.
So basically, if you live along Highway 12 from Sauk to Roxbury or south on Highway 78 going south of Green Acres there, that's where the rotation is. That's where the confirmed tornado was, now being reported by law enforcement, still moving in a northeasterly direction. So people in and around Sauk Prairie vicinity still need to be in shelter till this moves through.
Yeah, another meteorologist was just asking the same thing, too, if that's a debris signature. So she's seeing the same thing I'm seeing, that could be a debris signature. And Corey and Dave, that would be crossing where Y-12 and 78 make that triangle, just north of the Black Hawk Unit Trailhead and west of Roxbury, south end of Sauk City, it looks like now, if it's touching down.
And so, again, if you're in Sauk City or Roxbury, you should be in shelter immediately, lowest level of your business or home.
Yep, tornado warning continuing. Again, we've had confirmed reports of a tornado initially back in Mazomanie. Now law enforcement, state trooper reporting a definite tornado. He says from his vantage point, he was along County Road Y about 5 minutes ago, matching up with I'm seeing on radar right now, a little bit of a debris signature and definitely a rotational area that's south of Sauk City and west of Roxbury, both by only a few miles. This is close to 78 and Highway 12 and just south of County Road Y there.
And again, we are monitoring this tornado warning for portions of Sauk County. If you're in the Sauk City, Roxbury, you should be in shelter until further notice. That is the area that we're watching right now. I'm wondering if they will extend this warning into portions of the Columbia County area for areas towards Lake Wisconsin area.
Yeah, it's confirmed again right near Sauk City.
Yeah, it's the rotation is very close to Sauk City, and it's a very small little debris signature, Corey, but you can kind of make it out there south of Sauk City and west of Roxbury. A couple of pixels on the radar, but the
looks
rotation
like they have
is starting
extended
to show
it.
Up. Well, go ahead.
We've extended it now.
Okay, sure.
Tornado warning will be extended to the northeast, southwestern Columbia, north central Dane, east central Sauk. Confirmed tornado over Sauk
says
City, moving
says
northeast
it's crossing
to 25.
78, Corey. Just got an update. Wanted to break in with a storm chaser on it. It says it's crossing Highway 78 right now, 2 miles
County
south
YM
of Sauk
78.
City.
Yep. So it's right where we've been pinpointing it here. I believe that is good debris there. If you're in Sauk City, you need to stay in shelter. If you are along and east of the river, you need to stay in shelter.
Yep, Sauk City, Roxbury areas, Prairie du Sauk, definitely head to shelter, as Corey's saying. From 2 minutes ago, law enforcement and a storm chaser noting a tornado crossing Wisconsin Highway 78 a couple miles south of Sauk City. So we have confirmation on that from a number of sources. And again, now two tornado warnings, the initial one until 1:45 for northwestern Dane and southeastern Sauk counties. The second tornado warning extending to the northeast till 2:15 for east central Sauk, north central Dane, and southwestern Columbia, as Corey was just saying.
And the officer that was observing the tornado in the Highway 78 in County Y area is reporting that he can see debris in the area, in the Highway 78 County Y area. So that's according to the officer that's in that area. Again, in the Prairie du Sauk, Sauk City area, on Highway 78 County Y, they're observing debris in the air, per the officer on the scene.
I've seen a clip of video on social media. As of about 5 minutes ago, it was definitely still on the ground, right in that vicinity.
And just getting a ham report to tornado at County Y, an Amenda off to the east. So yeah, it's the same area. We've got multiple people on this one.
And so again, if you're in that area, the Highway Y-78 area, Sauk City area, you should be seeking shelter immediately. Also, we have seen this tornado warning extend into portions of Columbia County, Lake Wisconsin, Lodi area. You guys want to be heading to shelter immediately as well. Again, lowest room of your house or business, or the most central room away from windows, and cover your head. You can stream us on the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mousetap on 99.7 Max FM or 99.7 Max FM on the radio as well. Again, we're watching the tornado warning. It is 1:30. Corey Hartman, Dave Grant, and Mace Michaels watching this tornado warning. We will stay on until these warnings clear.
Just want to give a few more localities here.
He posted a picture in chat, by the way, Corey, if you're looking in Weather Service chat.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's a real
ragged...
Yeah, it's real ragged looking, countywide, east of 78, looking north. Definite lowering, definite wall cloud, but it's a ragged looking tornado right now, so it's still kind of disorganized, but that doesn't matter. It's down on the ground.
We also have a confirmed from a storm chaser in that area as well. So multiple confirmed reports in that Highway 78 countywide area by Sauk City.
Yeah, go ahead, Corey.
Corey, you there?
I can pick up Dave until Corey's back.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, he might have just been getting an update elsewhere, trying to contact some of the storm chasers down there, since Corey's so well connected with storm chasers. So if you're listening to us in the Sauk Prairie area, you want to definitely be in shelter. We've had numerous reports of a tornado cycling and now back down on the ground. Initially, it was down in the Mazomani area, traveled north. That tornado kind of looked like it lost a little of its definition. The thunderstorm reorganizing itself, and on the south end of the storm, starting to show signs of another tornado. And then now we have confirmed tornado reports from law enforcement and a couple of ham spotters and also storm chasers. So a number of reports coming in.
Guys, am I back now?
Yep, you are back now, yes.
Okay, I just wanted to give a few of the localities there. This would be, again, north of Roxbury. This would be Mud Lake, Fish Lake, Crystal Lake, heading up toward the Trinan Corn Maze area. This is east of the Lake Wisconsin Country Club and going to be moving right up toward State Road 60 to the north and east of Prairie du Sauk.
I was just getting another picture, and I wanted to confirm it and see, and that was the Dodgeville storm, so that's further south. That was a cone-looking tornado, so that's an older report that they were putting in chat. But
The latest update I have from the law enforcement officer in that area is that mostly tree debris, but he says that it appears to have now lifted. So again, this was at County Highway 78 and County Road Y in the Sauk City area, so...
And matching up with radar, Dave, I would say that's now north of 12. So again, like you said, initially down there near 78, probably where he's looking southwest of it. The little bit of a debris signature that was there in rotation on radar, it's a touch weaker, but that doesn't mean this won't cycle and drop back down again. Northwest of Roxbury, and it looks like it's crossed 12, and it would be east of Sauk City now. The immediate downtown of Sauk City, east of there, but traveling through the south and east end of the city.
Yeah, and that would confirm with that secondary tornado warning that was issued for portions of Columbia County, and that's kind of what we're keeping tabs on right now. And so, again, that tornado warning for East Central Sauk County and North Central Dane County and Southwestern Columbia County goes until 2:15 p.m. That's kind of the areas that we are watching now. And, again, obviously the Lake Wisconsin, Lodi area, Dane, Merrimack, and O'Keefe areas, you should be seeking shelter in those areas immediately based on the history of what we've observed with this storm so far.
Yeah, it's basically Dave, splitting the difference right between Merrimack and Lodi.
Yeah, Dave getting video in now from only 4 minutes ago from a chaser, and I can see it crossing 78. It again was kind of a messy rotation. The debris is definitely in the air. This is about 4 minutes ago from a storm chaser. Kind of coming across. I'll forward that to both of you so you can
get a look at it. Is that Landon?
No. Yeah, Landon, yeah.
Yep, yeah, I'm watching the same one right now. So, yeah, it crossed right over. Looks like it's maybe mostly tree debris, as we mentioned.
Yes.
But, yeah, this was about 5 or 10 minutes ago. Everything is now north of Roxbury.
Just north of Roxbury, right. And then the hail starts to fall after that. So there's still a hail core and a pretty good updraft on this storm. So it's probably just, again, in its cycling phase and may put another tornado back down. Still pretty dangerous situation.
And while you guys are talking, we did have a call coming to the station. I'm just going to check to see what that call was, because we did have some reports in the Highway 78 County Y area. So I'm going to just step away from my microphone for just a minute or two just to see what this is about. I'll be right back with you guys.
Yeah, I would not be surprised if there's some damage in that vicinity. May not be significant, may be significant, but I see storm chasers kind of from Mazo out in the country, up toward that County Y and Sauk City area, all kind of checking it out right now. So I believe the tornado has lifted just southeast of Sauk City, but there could be damage along the river, Mace.
And radar matches with that as well, Corey. I mean, yeah, definitely damage along the river and where it crossed 78 and 12. I'm not seeing the debris signature I was earlier, and the rotation isn't nearly as tight or as well-defined on radar now. So, matter of fact, you know NROT, and it's not showing up there as it was earlier. That's just one of the things we take a look at on radar. It was very defined about 10 minutes ago, and now I've lost it completely. So let's hope that's it, but it just could be in its cycling phase right now. So we'll have to keep you updated, and we'll keep watching, of course.
And I'm back with you guys as well. So,
all right, Dave. Yeah, this arc of supercells kind of continues. There's still one up by the Linden Station vicinity. This one that we're watching now, which seems to be decreasing in intensity, thankfully. And also the storm that I'm on down by Stoughton right now. That one also losing its rotation at the moment. Now, this tornado watch goes for a while, but let's give some all clear to some places. I think that we're pretty much done for the evening. For Dodgeville, Spring Green, Richland Center, even Hillsboro, I don't think we're going to see any more tornadic activity from about that line back to the west.
Yeah,
had a listener text in and ask if they should be seeking shelter in the Poinette area. So right now that's outside the warned area, but it's definitely that warning is just to the south of Poinette. So
yeah, if you're south and west of... Yeah, south and west of Poinette, I would be in shelter. Otherwise, Poinette, Arlington, even Portage, those areas should just keep an eyeball on it right now. Right now, the warning is on the west side of 90.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And again, we, Mace Michaels, Dave Grant, and Corey Hartman, we're keeping tabs on a tornado warning for now. We'll say Columbia County because it has moved through all of the Sauk County area at this point.
Yeah, it has. The area that I'd be most concerned with now is east northeast of Sauk City. As long as we don't get a new cycling up through to about Lodi and south of Merrimack and south of West Point, those same areas Corey was talking about, up through to about Lake Wisconsin. If you're in that area close to 60, again, west of Lodi, east of Sauk City, south of Merrimack, even though we don't have a tornado on the ground, this storm has had a history of tornadoes and has cycled a couple of times where it's dropped a tornado down, then it kind of lifts back up, and then as it's been down and we have video confirmation of debris up in the air and a number of storm chaser and also law enforcement reports of this producing a tornado.
One thing I do want to mention is one of our listeners said the tornado sirens are going off in Wisconsin Dells. The reason they are going off in Wisconsin Dells is for the tornado warning that impacts portions of Columbia County, like the Lake Wisconsin area. So when they set the sirens off, they cannot do it geographically. It is for the whole county. So just something to be aware of for those that are asking.
Yep, that makes
not,
sense.
Not seeing anything in the Dells area that's concerning as of right this moment.
Yeah, nothing that far north for sure. That was the initial storm that was west of Reedsburg when you had that tornado warning, and that's weakened quite a bit. Strong thunderstorm definitely near north of Lake Delton and approaching the Dells and Linden Station, but not tornadic by any means.
And again, Mace Michaels, Corey Hartman, Dave Grant covering the tornado warning for portions of Columbia County. That is what we're primarily keeping tabs on right now. That goes until 2:15 p.m. There is a warning of this nature. We do break into regular programming until the warning does clear the listening area. So again, watching kind of the Merrimack and Lake Wisconsin area. You should be in shelter, away from windows, lowest room of your house or business when tornado warnings occur.
All right, I'm just reading messages, Dave, but nothing okay to update you on now. So we're kind of in a holding pattern, which is probably good considering where we were 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago of obvious confirmed tornado on the ground. No new reports, and you're getting into a an area that probably you'd have more people that would be able to see it. Thankfully, so more chasers, more populated area, and we haven't had any new reports, so that's good news.
That is good news. And as a reminder, if you do happen to live in the areas where an event has occurred and can safely take pictures, you can send those to via our text line 608-355-9970 or text in via the free Civic Media app. Again, you can listen to us anywhere you go in that free Civic Media app. Look for Max Miles, tap on 99.7 Max FM. And you can stream us, you can text us right from the app. You can even leave us a voice memo right from the app. So we are keeping an eye on that tornado warning for a portion of Columbia County. It's basically southwestern Columbia County. That tornado warning goes until 2:15 p.m. And again, if you're in that Lake Wisconsin Merrimack area, you should be in shelter. And that is the storm that we're watching now. There are other thunderstorms that are moving through the listening area. Those are not of severe nature at this point in time. Again, we're watching the Lake Wisconsin Merrimack area, guys.
And Dave, if I loop through over the last 10 minutes, we've lost a lot of definition on the storm. It has really decreased and collapsed. So I'm starting, I don't want to say all clear, but I'm starting to feel like they may have to let this warning go within the next 10 minutes if this decreasing trend continues. You loop back to where it was towards Mazomani, the initial drop down, then it cycled again, the second tornado on the ground, Prairie du Sac, now, or, just south of Sauk City and west. And now it's not nearly as well defined. So I'm thinking this is in the decreasing trend, and we'll hope they'll allow it to expire soon and early.
Corey, are you still with us?
I am. I'm just in heavy rain.
Okay, gotcha. If you can take a quick look at your messenger, I had something come in and just curious what you see on that. So just seeing some information on that. I don't know how accurate that is, but I just thought it was worth checking as well. So again, Corey Hartman, Dave Grant, Mace Michaels, keeping tabs on the tornado warning impacting a portion of Columbia County. We will continue to stay on the air until that either expires or is canceled. And so just kind of keeping tabs on weather within the Max FM listening area right now. And, checking a couple of other things.
Yeah, Dave, I'm pulling over just to take a peek on that. So there was a unconfirmed report of a possible tornado. That was being reported. Was that near like Linden Station?
Yeah, that would actually be very north of that area. It would be north of the Linden Station area.
When was that, Dave?
Someone said near mile marker 72 on I-90-94, a possible tornado. So
I wish
a little rotation
mile markers,
there, Corey.
I wish mile markers showed up on the radar, but they don't.
They don't, and that's. But that would be north of Linden Station.
It would be. There's a little broad rotation on radar.
Yeah, I do see where they're looking at. If I flip over to La Crosse here, right near Linden Station, maybe. Let's see here. We'll call it maybe 2 miles northwest of Linden Station. Just a little cell there, and I guess it's possible it could put down a weak tornado, but no warnings and no confirmation, and that cell, you know, now moving pretty quickly, over the interstate, and we'll be heading northward toward, we'll call it White Creek.
And if you follow that cell back, that's the one that had the warning on it when it was southwest of Reedsburg out in the west central part of the county. So that cell still holding together. But the rotation, like Corey was just saying, looks pretty broad. Funnel cloud sure wouldn't surprise me, but it looks like it's not increasing in intensity. It's decreasing.
And again, this is Mace Michaels, Corey Hartman, and Dave Grant. Continuing severe weather coverage for tornado warnings that had impacted portions of Sauk County and into Columbia County. And it definitely looks like the intensity of that storm in Columbia County has started to decrease at this point in time. Again, the warning is still in effect, so we'll stay on the air until they either cancel the warning or clear the warning at this point. Right, guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty weak storm now compared to where it was. State Patrol reporting, the same trooper that's been on it, he says still a decent wall cloud north of Lodi, but nothing dropping out of it, obviously. And I'd have a hard time believing that something could drop out of it now unless it was able to cycle an increase in intensity. It's really pulled back in strength. It's close to Merrimack, though. If you're in Merrimack, I'd stay in shelter for sure. Northwest of Lodi and very close to Merrimack is if there was rotation, and that's probably what the trooper's looking at with the wall cloud. He says north of Lodi. I see the rotation between Lodi and Merrimack. That's where I'd be most concerned, but it's really pulled down a lot in intensity, which is great news.
Yes, it is. And again, we will continue to monitor this system as it's moving through that area. We had, again, the Merrimack area, I would still stay in shelter just for a couple more minutes, just be on the safe side of things. But that is really the only thing that I'm seeing here right now. We do see other thunderstorms in the area, like in the Reedsburg Lake Delton area, but those are not of severe nature. So again, the only warning that we have in effect is for portions of Columbia County until 2:15 p.m. And so we are watching that storm system in the Merrimack area north of Lodi, and it definitely seems to be losing its energy at this point in time, but we'll stay on until we see that warning clear or one of us can give the all clear at this point in time.
Yeah, I there's not much of an updraft anymore, nothing showing on up on hail indication, and rotation wise I'm getting very little, so this is going on pretty much at the low levels. The radar scanning it at about a mile high in the sky from where it looks at it over in the the radar in between Milwaukee and Madison, and we haven't had any new reports of any touchdowns, thankfully. And we've just had one report where the same trooper that's been following it from when it was in Mazomanie to south of Sauk City and west of Roxbury, now up closer to again north of Lodi and south of Merrimack, and he's still seeing a wall cloud on it, but rotation on radar looks significantly less, and even the strength of the cell, Dave, as you were saying, looks significantly less as well.
And so now we are starting to receive some scanner reports of damage, and so those are the things that we're also looking at right now, and this would be into portions of Dane County. So we are kind of keeping tabs on some of the post reports of storms within the listening area as well. So I dropped that over in chat to both you, Mace, and sure. Corey, so you guys have it.
If you're in Sauk City, don't be traveling around right now, especially south of town in Roxbury. There might be trees down, power lines down, damage to houses, et cetera. So, as you roll out of Sauk County into Dane County, Dave, goes without saying, but just remind folks, stay in now, let law enforcement and first responders get to those areas that need to clear trees and help out any folks.
And yeah, one thing I do want to remind everyone, this is something that we always try to remind people, once the storms have moved through the area, if you're in these areas, please don't go out and sightsee. Let law enforcement, first responders, utility crews do their work that they need to do. So they need to be able to do it safely. If you're in an area where there's trees down, please be careful. There are sometimes power lines that come down with trees, and you do not want to be near energized power lines. So let the professionals handle this. Let them do so safely. You don't know what's energized or what's not energized after a storm moves through. Just because a power line is down does not mean that that's not a live wire. So please leave that in place. Again, don't go through sightseeing. Let law enforcement, EMS, first responders, utility crews do their work. That is just going to slow progress down if you're in these areas. And so we are I'm also seeing a couple of other unconfirmed reports that I'm not going to go into. So we
I think we're canceled now, boys.
Okay. I haven't got it yet, but it looks like it.
It definitely looks like on the one radar I'm using, it definitely shows it's canceled. So
Yep, it's canceled. It just came through on mine too. So all right, good news. It's really decreased in intensity, but we'll be back if things change, of course.
Yeah, and so Corey, you're out and about kind of keeping tabs on things as well, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm in the southern part of the state, just to the east here of sorry, looking at so many things. Basically heading toward the Fort Atkinson area. So I'm east of Stoughton right now.
Okay. And so, again, that watch does continue until for a little while yet this evening. What do you guys think? That watch will probably continue? You guys are the experts here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll continue through at least 4 or 5 o'clock, if not all the way through to 6, because there will probably be a few more storms that try to fire the front still back to the west. But until we lose a little more humidity, I can't imagine it backing down totally, Corey. I mean, maybe you have a little closer look at things than I have.
Yeah, I don't think we're completely yet. It's very early in the evening. So, again, I think this leading arc of supercells probably pulled a good chunk of the energy out of the atmosphere. Further back to the west, anyway. Right here, if you're interested, just east of Stoughton, I do have a pretty good wall cloud, possible funnel cloud here. But it's really, really grungy, and of course, not in our listening area. But that's the update from the southern side of this line.
Okay, and we will continue to monitor this. Mace, myself, and Corey, we're going to keep tabs on this throughout the evening. Obviously, the tornado watch continues. Again, please be safe. Don't get into areas where there's damage that may have occurred. Let the crews do the work they need to do. Corey can attest to this. We get a call at least from one law enforcement official saying, please don't be cutting trees up with power lines in them. Right, Corey?
Yeah, that happens all the time. Be safe, be smart, wait for the utility companies, and this just ended, and there's obviously going to be people that are going to want to come out. They're going to want to help. That's what we do in this neck of the woods. But just be safe and be careful.
All right, that sounds good. Anything else either one of you want to add before I get us back to regular programming?
Nope, just watching, again, showers and thunderstorms that are not severe right now from, we'll call it Reedsburg down to Mineral Point. And that's kind of that second line that Mace was talking about a little bit ago. We'll keep our eye on it. It doesn't look crazy right now, but of course, this last line blew up really fast. And so we're going to keep watching it. And, of course, when weather breaks out, what do, Dave?
We break in. So this is Dave Grant with Corey Harmon and Mace Michaels. We are going to return to regular programming. And again, If we do need to, we will break in. You can always stream us on the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Most app, 99.7 Max FM, to stream us with you wherever you go. 103.7 FM, the Reedsburg area, and 99.7 Max FM, the Baraboo area. This is Dave Grant, Corey Harmon, and Mace Michaels with 99.7 Max FM.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Today's big deal of the day, Main Street Books. This downtown Reedsburg gem celebrates 17 years of providing the best in used books to the community. Their bargain cart is always available to help you support local causes. Keeping the Reed in Reedsburg one book at a time, visit Main Street Books. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com right now and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Chill out and save big this week at the Baraboo Fresh Market. This is Craig. Grab Blue Ribbon ice cream, 128-ounce pails for just $4.99, and Sweet and Snack Time with Bakery Fresh turnovers, 3-count for $2.99. Love cheesy deals? 8-ounce Food Club shredded cheese are 3 for $5, and Crystal Farms 16-ounce chunk cheeses are $4.99. Don't miss Jack's Original Pizzas, 3 for $10, and our Deli Fresh Cherrywood Smoked Ham for only $5.99 a pound. Baraboo Fresh Market, freshest products, familiar faces, friendly service. Stop in today and fill your cart with savings.
Join the big rigs with bigger hearts as they're trucking for a cause at the Badger State Trucking Show at the Badger Steam and Gas Grounds in Baraboo on Friday and Saturday, August 8th and 9th. Country music concerts each night featuring big names like the Kentucky Headhunters, Tony Justice, Steve Mullender, and Long Haul Paul. Check out the incredible trucks, light shows, and the kids' activities, all to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation and St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Get your tickets today. Go to BadgerStateTruckingShow.org for details.
Facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free, confidential support 24/7. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211, or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
Hi, this is Rhonda, an account executive at Civic Media, and you're listening to me on 99.7 Max FM. If you can hear me, so can your customers. Contact me about advertising at 608-340-2177 or email me at rhonda@max.fm.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. cfbank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Enjoy another great night of Whitwind Concerts in the Campground series, this time with the band Michael Perry and the Long Beds. This will be Saturday, July 19th, starting at 6 p.m. Acoustic Country and Americana. The campground opens 2 hours prior to the concert with concessions available, including homemade pies and ice cream. Be sure to bring your own blankets and lawn chairs. This is free to the public. It's the Whitwind Concerts in the Campground series. You can check out all the details at the Whitwind Concerts Facebook page. And Friends of Devil's Lake State Park has teamed with Kingfisher Yoga to offer yoga in the park classes. It's a great opportunity to start the day with a good stretch and a moment of relaxation, centering your mind and body to conquer the day ahead. This free event will be Saturday, July 19th, starting at 9 a.m. and going until 10 a.m. at the South Shore at Devil's Lake. As mentioned, it is a free event, but you do need a park sticker to enter the park. You can learn more about this event and all of the great things going on from the Friends of Devil's Lake by checking out their website, friendsofdevilslake.org. Again, this is Saturday, July 19th, 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. And the Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization will be hosting a pork chop dinner at the Reedsburg Area Historical Society Pioneer Log Village in Reedsburg. This will be on Sunday, July 20th, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. The meal includes 1 pound pork chop, baked potato, baked beans, coleslaw, dinner roll, cookie, milk, or water, $15 for a full meal, or $10 for the pork chop only. This is a drive-through event, and it's limited to the dinners available. More details can be found at booseniors.org, but this starts at 11 a.m., runs until 2 p.m., again, Sunday, July 20th. It's the Basco Pork Chop Dinner at the RAHS Pioneer Log Village in Reedsburg.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Your hometown station.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Song playing on the radio. Yeah, the DJ said love's a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has he ever felt like this? And I know that you would be here right now if I could have let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel